In an elected body of 435, it's not easy to rise to the top. But 57-year-old Representative Jeb Hensarling of Dallas has done just that. And now, with some Republicans looking for an alternative to House Speaker John Boehner, Hensarling's name is near the top of some people's shortlists. It's something the six-term congressman shrugged off when recently asked about it at the Heritage Foundation.
It's not something I've aspired to. It's not something I'm thinking about. It's not something I am working on. I see no reason whatsoever why it is in the interest of the Republican Party or the conservative movement to really be thinking about leadership races.
Hensarling is a darling of conservative groups. They praise him for not giving in to Democrats' demands for more spending. He was a co-chair of the so-called Super Committee that tried to find an alternative to those across-the-board budget cuts known as sequestration. Hensarling currently chairs the powerful Financial Services Committee, which deals with everything from banks to overseas markets. Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions says Hensarling isn't just a tough negotiator, he's an ideas man.
The leadership that Jeb Hensarling has provided for years, not just to our common causes of conservative issues, but really about leading on ideas, is powerful.
Texans would like the state to regain a seat at the head table in Washington. Republican Congressman Joe Barton says there's a long line of Texas power brokers in D.C., a tradition Hensarling could fit into.
You know, Texas has had some good speakers, Sam Rayburn, John Nance Garner, two majority leaders, Tom DeLay, Dick Armey. So, you know, we're a big state, and we traditionally, regardless of which party's in power, have somebody in leadership from our state.
And there's growing frustration in some wings of the GOP with Speaker Boehner and his leadership team, which includes Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia. Cantor could also make a run for the speakership. But Kansas Republican Tim Holzkamp, a Tea Party conservative, likes the way Hensarling operates. Holzkamp has had a few run-ins with Boehner and says someone like Hensarling represents conservative principles better than today's Republican leaders.
Clearly, the establishment's running the leadership here. And I think that is wrong on a couple of counts. I think it's bad policy. And one, it's, it lacks integrity. Because every one of these leaders, nearly every one of my members, they all ran as conservatives. What we see is here an abdication of those conservative principles.
Hensarling's not saying yes or no to anything, really, whether it's a run for speaker or even a run for local dog catcher.
Again, I'm not sure there's any opportunity I want to foreclose. I have a small property in rural East Texas in Henderson County. I may want to run for county commissioner in Henderson County one day. It's not something I'm thinking about. It's not something I'm working on at the moment.
Members of the Texas delegation say Hensarling may not want the job because he has two young children. But there's growing speculation that Boehner won't want to deal with a conference that's repeatedly spurned him when he sought compromises with the White House. If he drops out, there may be a window for Hensarling to step up, and that could give the Lone Star State another in a long line of Washington power brokers. For KERA News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.